Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll just continue on with sharing the promises that the Lord Jesus, as He revealed Himself to John the Revelator, He spoke to the seven churches. And some say those were church ages. As we read about the book of, or the church of Laodicea, we can see that there's many parallels with today's church. But nonetheless, regardless of how those passages are interpreted, the fact is that the Lord Jesus is speaking to believers. He's speaking to His church, and regardless of the season, the words of Jesus are always timely, they're always significant, and they're always applicable to our lives. And we were looking at, if you will, like seven pillars of victory that they were wonderful promises that Jesus declared to each of those churches, some of them, of course, relating to a future time. We looked at Revelation, the second chapter, verses 8 through 11, and when He was speaking to the church of Smyrna, He spoke that they would not be overcome or not hurt of the second death. And of course, He is speaking to him that overcomes will not experience that second death. And so that is the promise of eternal life. And then, of course, when He spoke to the church of Ephesus, He spoke of life abundant in this existence, in this worldly life. He spoke of the ability to eat of the tree of life. Of course, all of these references, all of these promises will be literally fulfilled in a future time. There will be a time that we will literally eat of the literal tree of life. Remember the tree of life that was in, it was a literal tree in the Garden of Eden. We will do that, but spiritually we can partake of all these promises because they are promised to the overcomer. He who overcomes, how do we overcome? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So let's go on now and look at the other pillars. Pillar three, here in the second chapter of Revelation, Jesus is speaking to the church of Pergamos, and He says to John, write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. That's the word of God. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast denied my faith, even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou wast held there, them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. That's an actual reference to what happened historically. That's recorded in the Word of God. And He goes on, so hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which I hate. That, of course, is the segmenting of the lay person and the clergy, if you will. And God says, we are all kings and priests unto our God and have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And He says, repent in verse 16, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the word of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written which no man knoweth, saying, he that receiveth it. So, beloved, He talks about the hidden manna. Now, what do we know of manna? We know that was a literal substance, the literal bread of heaven that angels ate, that God caused the Israelites to be sustained with for 40 years as they wandered in the wilderness. And so Jesus is that bread of life. He spoke of himself as the bread of life. And we will not only, as we overcome, not have our literal physical needs met for the natural bread, but also for that living bread, that spiritual sustenance, which will sustain and strengthen us for this spiritual journey that we are on. And so he offers living bread. And then in verse 18, he goes on now to address the church in Thyatira. And he says, "Write these things, saith the Son of God, who hath eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith." See, he notices all those good things. "And thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols." And he goes on to say the judgment that will come to her. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. So here he is saying that promise is that of power. Power not only to rule and reign with him in a time future, but also the dunamis power that caused Jesus to rise victoriously from the grave, that dunamis power that allows us to work in the miraculous as Jesus did, that gives us that divine energy to implement the Kratos, the divine dominion or kingdom power of God in our lives. Wherever we go, we can walk as God's representatives. And now, moving on quickly, let's go to the fifth pillar, if you will, found in Revelation, the third chapter. And here, the Lord is talking to the church in Sardis, and he says, "These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, listen to this, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy." That makes me think of the apostasy that is creeping into the church today. So many that have fallen away from the simplicity of the gospel. He goes on to say, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches." So there he is talking about divine power that he is giving to us. He's talking to us about that our name will not be blotted out of the book of life. And as we go on, as he speaks to the church of Philadelphia, he says, "I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name." And he says in verse 10, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." And then he says, "He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Praise God. Finally, as we look at the book of the church of Laodicea, John is instructed to write these things. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would that thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Here we see, finally, the promise of divine rest and fellowship. Notice then, in each of the churches that we've looked at, there was a number who would have the power to overcome, and he had a remnant out of those churches. Romans 8 and 1 tells us, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And beloved, we need to have this operational in our lives to understand that we have been washed by the blood of Jesus. And, you know, we have to understand we're no longer sinners, but we are the saints of God. Romans 5 and 1 tells us that we have been justified or pronounced righteous through faith, so we can have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just read that in closing. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's something to rejoice in. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank the Lord that we can be overcomers in Him, that we, if we can repent of anything in our lives that is not pleasing to Him, so that when we stand before Him, when He calls us to be with Him, whether in the rapture or through death, He will be able to say to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. God bless you. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.